Just before the prayer time, I have a special announcement. It's a little long one, and it also adds or ends up with a prayer request. Last week during the sermon, I announced the initiation of a scholarship fund to help finance educational expenses for those who attend here at Ridge Chapel and have made a commitment to prepare for service in Christian ministry. Regular deposits from the church treasury are being set aside now to help build up this fund. However, you can designate special gifts for the scholarship fund in general or for specific individuals who have applied for and been identified as scholarship recipients by the elders. Several of you, in fact, have already designated gifts to help Casey Marsh. He informed me just yesterday that his two-year ministerial training there at Kaimichi School of Missions is paid for through December. He's currently serving in an interim position as the minister in Okmulgee while attending classes and working part-time. But he's likely to need some more help, too, before too long. In addition, the elders have chosen to help Melora Hayes, who is enrolled in her second semester at Ozark Christian College. In a letter to the elders after a summer of internship at a church in Texas, Melora wrote this, and I've asked to share along with you. I want to thank all of you for praying for me throughout last semester and this summer. It has truly meant so much to know that I have a church family who cares so deeply for me and my family and who all love the Lord so much. God truly blessed me with an incredible opportunity here in Texas this summer. I cannot even express the joy and fulfillment I have found in teaching Bible class and getting to love the youth at the church here. I'm more convinced now than ever that my spiritual gift is to teach the Word of God and to mentor young people, and those are the things that I hope to continue to do throughout my journey of faith. That's just a portion of the letter that she wrote. Then yesterday, James also informed me that Melora was offered and has accepted a position with Arvest Bank in Joplin, where she will be working part-time as she attends classes and prepares for specialized Christian service. Please continue to pray for both of these young adults and members of our congregation as they serve now and as well as they prepare for the future. That's the kind of young people we want to help out, I believe. Don't you? Amen.
Good morning. It's time for our praises and prayer requests. And first, I'd like to welcome and recognize any first-time visitors that we might have. Yeah, Jack.
I have my 15th grandchild here today. Her name is Violet. And she brought her brother John and her mom and dad.
Very good. Welcome. Welcome. Anybody else? All right. Have any prayer requests or praises that you'd like to bring before the congregation this morning? Marty, right here.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, I'm Charla, one of my coworkers' mother is very sick. She has cancer, and she's also been in the hospital with pneumonia, and her name is Patsy, if y'all could remember her, please.
Phil, Marty had one right here.
Hi, I'm Marty, and my neighbor, Verla, as most of you know, is on hospice, and her sister's been staying with her, and her sister has caught some sort of a bug and has been sick for a week, so Verla has been taking care of her, and so they're both exhausted, so prayer for Verla and Elnora.
Anybody else over here? About this side. Praises, prayer requests. I guess that means everybody's good. All right. Well, if there's no others, then we'll have our praise song.
Father, we are overwhelmed by your love. And to sit down and to actually try to wrap our minds around it is overwhelming. And we're just so grateful for your love and your forgiveness and how it covers our lives totally in every situation. And Lord, we want to lift up Melora and Casey as they continue to educate themselves in a service to you. We are so grateful for their love for you and their willingness to spread the gospel, to be the light where they're at. And we're grateful for the opportunities they have not only to serve, but also to make a little money at the same time. And we just pray that you continue to bless them as they continue to want to serve you where they're at and to continue to serve you for a lifetime. And we just pray that you bless them and give them people in their lives that will continue to encourage them on their path. And Lord, we want to lift up Patsy this morning, who has pneumonia and who is also battling cancer at the same time. We just pray for her and pray for those who are tending to her. Give them wisdom. Give her relief in this time as she's in the hospital. We just pray that she will feel better to where she can go home. And Lord, we want to lift up Verla and Eleonora, both not doing very well, both trying to keep each other healthy in this rough physical time. We just pray that you give them the energy so that they can be an aid to one another, to help each other along in this difficult time. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our first responders, those people who are on the front lines every day, our police, our military, our emergency personnel. We just continue to be with them as they continue to serve not only us, but hopefully serving you in this capacity and keep them safe. And once again, Lord, we thank you for your love, your amazing love, and the love that Jesus had for us in taking our place. Help us to be a light where we're at this week in those moments that people need to see you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.